The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, look at the brotherly love between the Ball brothers
here. It's a family affair. Lonzo gonna get a big bag at the end of this year.
Yeah,
he balling.
He
improved his 3-point shot. And Melo's 101. Let's just start the show.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What
exactly is it that we do?
We get a people what they want.
Jalen, we have an update on the Aaron Rodgers situation. We have a huge win for the New York Knickerbockers in Los Angeles, but we start with the other team in Los Angeles, the Lakers, and it was Anthony Davis with 42 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists, looking like himself in a win against the Suns. What do you think about this performance from AD?
Performing like a top 10 player. That's what's anticipated. That's what's expected. And that's what they needed, and that's what he provided. Because this was a huge game. These last couple have been. And I'm not surprised that he's continued to improve. And what I see, Jacoby, is all over the floor. You see him dunking down low. That's his money, right?
Yep.
They're
yep.
using him a lot more post-ups without LeBron. High-low actions with Drummond throwing it to him, with Gasol throwing it to him. But then his face-up game is working. On the wing, shooting the corner three, playing defense, getting block shots. He's performing at a time of need when the Lakers, he's performing when the Lakers need it most. No LeBron, no Schroeder, no Kuzma against the Phoenix Suns, who have a chance to send a message now. You're the Phoenix mm-hmm. Suns. You're the number one seed. You want your respect. You get the Lakers with all of those guys. And then AD put in work and still beat you.
There was somebody, I forget exactly who, that said that if the Lakers are in the play-in game, that they're not going to win the West. Oh, wait, that was you. Let me tell you something, Mr. Rose. You are wrong. I hope they're in the play-in game because this is the team that's going to win the Western Conference. They have AD back. LeBron is going to come back either tomorrow or Wednesday. You will not pick against the Lakers in any seven-game series, and you know they're coming out of the West, but you still talk into a microphone and say that if they're in the play-in game, there's no chance they're going to come out of the West. Say it again. I want to hear it.
And so here's the beautiful thing about me doing this multimedia thing, right? Nobody hand in my back like Tyrone and Lester. I say what I feel on the day that it happens. And mm-hmm. right now, I'm looking at them in the seventh spot. And I'm going to stand on and repeat what I said. If they're part of the play-in tournament, they ain't winning it all this year. Did I say it clear enough right then?
Jalen, you said they would
yes.
not come out of the West if they were in the play-in tournament, and you know that's exactly what's going to happen. I hope they're in the play-in. I'm rooting for them to be in the play-in now because that will be so exciting to see them get the seven seed, to see them go up against the Suns that they just beat without LeBron, without Kuzma, without Schroeder, and then win that series. And then I'll be on this show just telling you I told you so. It's a great day for me. You know why? Because there was another team in Los Angeles. Oh, that's right, the New York Knicks. What did the New York Knicks do? Oh, nothing. Just beat the Clippers. Handily, and Julius Randle didn't even play well. It was Derrick Rose and Reggie Bullock that carried the Knicks to another win, and they are soon to clinch a playoff berth without needing to play in. Jalen, what do you think about the Knicks' performance in Los Angeles?
You better shout out RJ Barrett. Put some respect on my fellow lefty's name, making that corner three, making that wing three. Derrick Rose was outstanding in the first half.
Yep.
9-for-10 from the floor. And he was an equal opportunity employer, Jacoby, because he scored on all five defenders that were guarding him. And Reggie Bullock, when you have somebody like Julius Randle leading the league in isolations, and somebody like Derrick Rose coming off the bench an instant bucket, you need a knockdown shooter. and Reggie Bullock shoot the blood out the ball. I saw those two guys play together, I believe, with the Pistons. Reggie Bullock and Derrick Rose were just running with us recently. And so it was great to see them on a big stage in Los Angeles and a huge road win. The Los Angeles Clippers rarely lose at home to the New York Knickerbockers. It happened yesterday.
It sure did. It was a great win for the next Los Angeles Lakers, and that would be another huge win. They're about two games away from clinching a playoff berth. And you know what? They're going to be in the second round. They're going to be in the second round of the playoffs. I don't care if it's the Heat. I don't care if it's the Hawks. I don't care who it is. They're going to be in the second round of the playoffs. Remember where you heard it first, Jalen Jacoby.
Hit the break. Hit the brakes, please.
What?
I have to tell you a secret, David Jacoby.
You got a secret?
If the New York Knickerbockers play against the Miami Heat in the first round, you better enjoy these Knicks, because they'll be gone after that. You don't want those Heat problems.
Listen.
I hear you. I hear you, dog. You don't want those Heat problems.
Here's what it will guarantee. There'll at least be four nights in which there's playoff basketball for the New York Knicks. I can guarantee that. There'll be at least four nights where I'll sit down on my couch and watch the New York Knicks play playoff basketball, and that makes me happy. Jalen. Ever since Aaron Rodgers on draft day asked for a trade, he's basically hijacked sports media. So now we have some new, unfounded, irresponsible quarterback speculation. And of course, it is about Aaron Rodgers. And it is his former coach, former Packers head coach, Mike Holmgren, who had this to say about the Aaron Rodgers situation. Take it away, Mike Holmgren.
Listen, this is the second time the Packers have gone through this. They went through it with Brett, too, when they drafted Aaron, ironically enough. And with a franchise quarterback and a guy as good as Aaron, you don't treat all the players the same. I can't imagine the relationship between the coach or management or whoever's making the decisions and a star quarterback like that getting to this point. I wouldn't allow it. It wouldn't happen.
Jalen, I have a simple question for you based on that sound we just heard from Mike Holmgren. Why do you let it get to this point? Why not just give Aaron Rodgers what he wants? What do you want me to fire the GM? He's fired. You want a new contract? Go ahead, have it. Why don't you just give him what he wants?
This is not on the coach, because the coach has done a terrific job leading this squad to back-to-back NFC championship games. You can say what you want about the 4th-and-8 call taking Aaron Rodgers off the field and taking the ball out of his hands, but you hope your defense can get a stop at some point. This is about the GM. And here's the deal. You say fire the GM, you can fire the GM. As a matter of fact, you can keep the GM. You know what will make Aaron really happy? Pay him top dollar.
Yep.
See, what happens in business is it ain't just the text messages. It ain't just the emails. The GM can say whatever he want. The coach can say whatever he want. But Aaron Rodgers is going to look around the league and be like, wait a minute. I've been working with this franchise for 17 years, and I have zero guaranteed money on my contract? It just so happens that he's the MVP of the league. Kirk Cousins would be unhappy with this. Jared Goff would be unhappy with this. Carson Wentz with a new team would be happy, wouldn't be happy with this. So yes, Aaron Rodgers wants to get paid, Jacoby. Show that man the money.
They really should. I don't understand why they just don't give him what he wants. Because last time I checked, Gutekis was not the most valuable general manager, but Aaron Rodgers is the most valuable player. So what's one way that a corporation or a business can express value? Salary.
You don't.
So pay
correct.
Him money. It's correct. That simple. If he's the most valuable player, then pay him what he's worth and give him some guaranteed money on his contract.
See, Jacoby, but I understand what you're saying, right? But this happens in sports talk so much, where people try to act like you only can have an opinion based on what you accomplish. That's inaccurate. You can have an opinion by being read, being informed, and actually having an opinion. They shouldn't just pay Aaron Rodgers because he's the MVP, dog. They should pay him because he's been there 17 years and he's their starting quarterback. How about that?
He's easily a top five quarterback. He should have some guaranteed money in his contract. Now, there's another angle to this, which I absolutely love. The Cleveland Browns have gone out and said, you know what? We don't need Aaron Rodgers. We're locked into Baker Mayfield. I love this move because they're not going to get Aaron Rodgers. You know they would take Aaron Rodgers over Baker Mayfield, but they just went out and said, you know what? We're not going to make a deal. We don't need Aaron Rodgers. We love Baker. What do you think about this from the Browns?
I like the twist that you added to it, but here's what I'm paying attention to in Cleveland. Same thing we said about Atlanta after the draft. I'm trying to see what's going to happen with Julio Jones and Odell Beckham Jr. That's what I'm trying to see what's going to happen. And I agree with you. You say that you don't want to be in the Rodgers sweepstakes because you're not in the Rodgers sweepstakes, and you don't want Baker Mayfield to get in his feelings. However, he should be a pro. And if I'm the Browns, let me tell you what I'm not saying. I don't want Aaron Rodgers. Because he may look back and say, man, the Browns had a really good offseason. Did you see their D last year? Hey, man, they might be a quarterback away from winning it all. Maybe I could go to Cleveland and do what Tom Brady did with the Bucks. If he does that, Baker would not be their quarterback anymore. I understand your sentiments. However, it's about semantics, the conversation, because they feel Baker's going to be their quarterback because they don't have a legit chance to actually get Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think the Cleveland Browns should trade Odell Beckham Jr.?
I think they will. And yes, because it's a salary cap driven sport. And when you look at the pieces of the pie, it seems like the guy under center performs well when he doesn't have a star receiver that he needs to feature. That's just what I saw. And so based on Odell's history of injury, but also his mega talent, I would try to trade Odell at his apex of his value based on being a Cleveland Brown. And if he's going to come back and you're going to pay Baker, do you feel like that's going to be the move long term, Jacoby?
No, I do not. Here's where you heard it first, Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen says that Odell Beckham Jr. will be traded by the Cleveland Browns. Jalen, we have some news. Bradley Beal is out for a couple games with a strained hamstring. However, that man, Russell Westbrook, is on an absolute tear. We will give him his flowers right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with Russell Westbrook's historic weekend. Keep moving or hit the brakes. We'll hit the brakes on this. He now has as many or more triple-doubles than anyone that has ever played in the National Basketball Association. What do you think about Russell Westbrook's ascendance
One
this
of
season?
My favorite debates in the history of television was about Russell Westbrook. And it was about how he played and embodied something that I called positionless basketball. Because Russell Westbrook is a guy like the Big O that we really hadn't seen before. Like normally, by the way, your primary ball handler should not lead the team in rebounds. You know who should lead the team in rebounds? Your big guys. Don't look at Russell when he's getting 17 and 20 rebounds. Look at how many rebounds his big guys are getting. Now, he's led the league in points. He's led the league in assists. He's averaged a triple-double for the fourth season. Season. The only time I ever doubted Russell Westbrook is if he would pass the Big O. You know why? I thought nobody ever passed the Big O. If Magic didn't do it, if J. Kidd didn't do it, I thought it would never be done. And enter this guy. It has been outstanding to watch his maturation and overcome slander. Hasn't he been slandered by the media? Hasn't he been slandered by KD? How about playing in OKC without Harden and KD? How about going to Houston to run with James Harden? That didn't work. Coming to Washington, people assassinated Russ's character. So please, when you guys get a chance, give me a compilation of all of the Russ slander. I'm his defense attorney for his last 10 plus years. And lastly, he's been to the finals once, Jacoby. And you know what I did when I saw him at the finals? I went down to the court, I gave Brody Dapp, and I gave him a hug. And I apologize for the media not understanding how dope his game is. Please
it's
continue.
Amazing. Jalen, he doesn't get baby triple doubles. These aren't like 14 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists.
Point.
33 points, 19 rebounds, and 15 assists. He's absolutely killing it. They're going to need him because Bradley Beal's going to be out for a couple games. But he is the Steph Curry of the East. No one wants to see Russell Westbrook in a play-in game or a seven-game series. Moving on. We had a little incident in the Mavs-Cavs game. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Luka, one more technical. He's going to start being suspended for games. Keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
The Celtics needed a win against the Heat, and they did not get one.
Hit the brakes.
They gave up 79 points in the first half, went into halftime down 26 points in a must-win game against the Heat. What is going on with the Celtics?
They were playing without Jaylen Brown. And I'm telling you, some teams prepare and coach for the regular season, not Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat. So y'all gonna see a different squad this time of year in the playoffs from the Miami Heat, trust me. They're working in Ariza, they're working in Iguodala to go with Bam, to go with Jimmy, to switch everything. Duncan Robinson's still one of the best knockdown shooters in the league. Tyler Hero's back healthy, they're gonna get quality minutes from him. But I want to say something about the Boston Celtics.
Please do.
They're a first-round exit if they get into the playoffs.
Ooh.
A couple of years ago, I remember having conversations about who's the best coach in the NBA. There were a lot of people that put Brad Stevens in that conversation. So now I ask you, I'm going to give you a chance to think. I know you don't like follow-up questions, so I'm going to give you a chance to think. Eastern Conference. Who are the top coaches in the Eastern Conference alone this season?
Tom Thibodeau. Clearly, Tom Thibodeau. And I'm going to have to give it to Eric Spoelstra. And Brad Stevens. I still believe in Brad Stevens, but Jalen, here's something that's happening. He just got an extension. You've got Tatum locked in, Brown locked in, Smart locked in. The person who is going to have to pay for this first round exit, if it happens, is going to be Danny Ainge. I believe that the Ainge era might be over in Boston. Why don't you agree?
I don't necessarily believe that because of what I just said. And there are rumblings for people that feel like if Brad looked like me, he'd be covered different in that job. And so I don't think Danny Ainge is going to be the fall guy or get fired by the Celtics. This team is talented enough to play better than they're playing, Jacoby. They just look uninspired.
Mm-hmm.
They just look uninspired. They're not giving effort. Like
time
the reason why
again.
We gave it to a pre, the reason why you love the Knicks so much is because they play hard. That's
they
the
do.
Antithesis of the Boston Celtics. They don't always do so.
Jalen, DK Metcalf hung up the football cleats and put some track shoes on this weekend. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm using big words today. I'm in my bag. Hit the brakes.
Well, DK Metcalf was the most impressive last place finish I've ever seen in the history of track and field. Like, he was straight up in last place in this heat, but he looks so good doing it. Look at him get out to a good start. What do you think about this performance from DK Metcalf over the weekend?
I think he's two times bigger than each of the guys that he's running next to. So the way I look at it, he could just pick those guys up and carry them, dog. It's a phenomenal feat for him to be his size with his bulk running at that breakneck speed. That is crazy.
It was absolutely amazing. It was easily the most impressive last place finish I've ever seen in a track and field event. Jalen, we have much more. Make sure you stay tuned. We have a special sentiment right after this short break. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, over the weekend, Canelo had another fight and got another win against Billy Joe Saunders. What do you think about the uppercuts, the end of the fight?
I think the business part of the fight game is getting in the way with Canelo having mega fights, so sometimes people don't appreciate his skill and his greatness. However, the way he damaged the opponent and gave him a career-threatening eye injury was outstanding.
It truly was. Jalen, we have some big news from rapper J. Cole. He can now say that he's a professional basketball player. He has signed a deal to play in the Basketball Africa League. What do you think about the rapper turned hooper?
Shout to the OG Master P, who was playing in the league when he was the top artist in the world when Bout It was out. Shout to J. Cole, because he got game. He been working on it for years. But you know what else he got? A new project, and he's always had bars. I
he
know that.
Bars. Jalen, you went viral yesterday because you shared your feelings about your mother on Mother's Day. How do you feel right now?
Painful first Mother's Day without Grammy, without Ma. Thank you for everybody that sent texts, emails, tweets, IGs, sent support to myself and my family. And watching players around the league, sports leagues yesterday, Carl Anthony Towns, who's during the COVID, lost multiple family members. Pascal Siakam, fortunately, was able to buy his mother a house. Andrew McCutchen hitting a home run. Freeman as well for the Braves. It was just great to see sports continue to rally around mothers. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen. Clippers lost to the Knicks, and we talk about the Knicks, of course, because they're the Knicks, but let's talk about the Clippers for a second. Kawhi Leonard says he's got a left hand issue. I don't know about this Clipper team. Let me just throw something out there that I wouldn't say on the TV show because the executives listen. I think if the Clippers lose in the second round, you won't see Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on the team next year. What do you think about that?
Me and you had this talk before, and I want to revisit what I said then. On paper, that seems tangible. It seems Kawhi Leonard won a championship with the Spurs, elevated himself into a Finals MVP, left the Spurs after playing nine games that season. Mm-hmm. It ended up with the Toronto Raptors, and in one season there led them to the championship. At that point, it was his opportunity to go home. And just imagine this. You talk about super teams. There was a period of time where LeBron James and Anthony Davis were recruiting Kawhi Leonard to come play with them.
Yeah, they were.
Just think about that. I wonder what Dr. J would have said about that. You know what I mean?
Why not do it?
Because, Jacoby, everybody's not die easy. So here's what I'll say about your statement of Paul George. I get that they're both not locked up long term. But you're not going to get a Paul George replacement in return. It's just not going to happen. Especially when you gave up so many assets to get them. Look at the Oklahoma City Thunder. They become the best farm system in the entire NBA. Paul George played with them. So did Sabonis. So did Oladipo. So did Chris Paul. They all played with them. And so they're doing what they're supposed to do in their mind. Lose every night.
Yeah.
Right? So now, if you're the Clippers, you can't now go trade Paul George after you just gave up four first-round picks for him. That's why when they did it, they re-signed him. Because those actions go hand in hand. Four draft picks, long-term deal. I get why you say that, because he hasn't played up to his potential in the playoffs the last couple of years. But you don't just trade Paul George and get equal value in return. I believe they play together more than this season.
Interesting. Well, there's How many teams do you think right now could potentially win the championship? Like right now, in both conferences, you add them all up. How many teams do you think could win the championship, have championship aspirations?
I believe normally that answer for me is maximum three teams, between three and five teams.
Not this year.
This year, I'll open up the field. Because of COVID, because of a 72-game schedule, because of a lot of players and teams dealing with injury and chemistry issues, I would say last night, eight franchises went to bed and felt like we should win it all this year.
Mm-hmm. That's about right. That's about right. If you're the Jazz, you've got the best record in the league. You're like, we should win the championship. We won more games than everybody else. Now, I don't think that, like, people that follow the league really consider the Jazz to be true championship contenders, but they've got the best record in the league. They shoot like 42% from three.
Well, let me teach everybody something about my Jazz.
Oh, they're your Jazz now?
I know you don't like...
They're your Jazz now?
So since you're cutting me off, I'll put receipts earlier in the year when you called the Jazz boring.
They're boring.
You remember that?
Yeah,
and I was defending the Jazz, and I'm still defending the Jazz because of human beings like you that feel like they're boring and they don't throw a lot of lobs and it ain't a lot of behind the back, between the leg passes like your guy from Denver. What's his name again?
Who, Campazzo? Don't ever forget. Don't ever disrespect Facundo Campazzo again.
I know his name. I wanted you to say it so that I could say if he was on the Jazz, you love him.
I love him. Yeah.
I know you. I know
the
you.
The Jazz are just the Spurs. They're just the Spurs reinvented.
That's all. I didn't say you didn't respect them or you don't love the game or you don't appreciate the game. But if you've ever seen David Jacoby play basketball, he's going to attempt three or four behind the back bounce pass, air passes. And sometimes he doesn't care if the defense steals it. You know, he doesn't mind. And so I know it's hard for you to get into the Jazz when you see guys out there like my guy Bogdanovich go for 49, who wasn't in the bubble. You know, probably on no dunks. I don't even think he dunked that day. Did he dunk that day?
I don't think he dunked in 10 years.
And my guy, Joe Ingles. I know deep down inside you hate Joe Ingles. I know
Oh, no. I love Joe Ingles.
Deep down inside.
I love Joe Ingles.
When Joe Ingles is bringing the ball up and you got the hand, remote in your hand and you watching league pass and it's 12 games on, I know
Joe Ingles is saucy. Joe Ingles will put it between your legs. Joe Ingles will do the stuff I like. He's the only player on the Jazz that has a Jacoby game, a little flair.
And so here's what I want to teach people about the Jazz in all seriousness. They are, other than the Lakers, the most complete team in the West. The Clippers have more talent and they're more exciting. Jacoby get a chance to see Paul George go down the middle and dunk all over Isaiah Stewart's head and just love those highlights coming out of the clip show. But I'm telling you, when Donovan Mitchell get back, Bogdanovich didn't make it to the bubble. They'll have a legitimate big three in Gobert. Jordan Clarkson's going to win sixth man of the year, likely. They have depth. And they're going to have fans. Don't sleep. The Utah Jazz have one of the better home court advantages in the history of the NBA. And Reg DeLay's right. Mike Conley got to stay healthy. But I also got to say this. Make sure you guys are getting vaccinated. Because I took a flight this morning. And I just got to say something. And I watched the Canelo fight this weekend. And I watched the Atlanta Braves. They played a baseball game at full capacity.
Yep.
I saw 70,000 people at the boxing match. I sat on the plane today. There were strangers that were really close to me that wasn't 6 feet separated. Normally you had a middle seat open or one of the seats open. Not anymore. So get vaccinated.
I took my first flight, my first like real trip. Me and Joey, my wife, for Mother's Day, went down to Miami Beach.
Dope.
Sat at the beach. And
get it.
Yeah, there's people out here living. Not me and my wife. We're wearing masks, but there's people out here living. Like, it's not a problem. I don't know if they're vaccinated, not vaccinated, but what's going on? But Miami Beach, South Beach, you know, down there at the bottom of South Beach, it was busy. It was busy. There's people outside. People outside. Just trying to get out.
Busy.
It was busy. I was riding my bike like, man, I'm vaccinated. I still might get COVID. I feel like I still might get COVID out here. They got extra COVID. Extra COVID. Oh, Jalen, you'd be so happy Saturday night. We got bikes from the hotel and rode 3 miles down to the bottom of South Beach. Went to Joe's Stone Crab, and what we ordered, Jalen? Fried lobster tail.
Yes.
Fried lobster tail. I thought about you as they brought it out.
Because
they bring you the shell that they took it out of, but just a big fried lobster tail tasted so good.
Oh, man. Oh,
so
man.
Good.
I need a couple of days off. I need that in my life. Like, I think it was Prodigy said it. I got to make it to hell. Oh, that's Styles P. I got to make it to heaven for going through hell. Holiday.
Jalen,
you talking
Friday
about
night.
Fried lobster?
I go to Prime 112 Friday night. Everyone's asking about Jalen Rose. Where's Jalen? Haven't seen Jalen for a while. What's up with Jalen? Blah, blah, blah. Like you just can't even get away from Jalen for a weekend. I work with you all week. And then I go down there, go to a restaurant. Everybody just wants to talk to me about you. Shout out to Max, the bartender, Miles, the owner. Taking care of everything. He's like, I'm gonna send you a dessert. I was like, dog, I am so full. You know what I did? I bought the expensive steak. You know that one that comes in like the box in the menu, the American Wagyu steak, like $90 for like 10 ounces of filet. It was like a steak that was like a smoothie. It was like a smoothie. It was just so soft and juicy and nice. Oh man, I had a great time.
I told you. Now you see why that's my favorite restaurant on the earth.
Oh, the mac and cheese. Oof. The mac and cheese with five different cheeses. Even the salad. Yo, the salad they brought us, it was two of us, just me and my wife. The salad they brought us was like enough for seven people, but it was so good. The veggies were fresh. Man, what do you realize when you live in New York for a long time? Our produce is whack here. Our produce is whack.
Yes.
All the veggies and fruits. When I lived in Los Angeles, I went to the produce section. It was vibrant and alive with colors and smells. And produce here is whack, dog.
When we started working in New York, I think I stopped eating salad for like 6 months. They bring me the plate. It looked like it's soggy. It looked like it's sad.
It seemed like it was in the ground like 2 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, if when you go to Los Angeles, you order a salad, it feels like it was in the ground this morning. But the lettuce in New York, it feels like, this lettuce was in the ground, like, I don't know, 18 months ago. We froze it, trucked it around, defrosted it, chopped it up. Here's your soggy-ass salad, Jacoby.
Oh, man.
Big shout out to Miami. We had a great time.
No doubt. Y'all deserve it.
Mr. Rose, we always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is not just doing our podcast exclusive content, but it's just hearing from the people. Hearing from the people. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. You can ask us about anything. Our best content always comes from you, the people. And if you call 985-80-JALEN, we'll put you on the show just like this.
What up, though, David and Jacoby? Shout out, Reg. I got a soft move or boss move for you guys. Playing pickup basketball in your driveway with your homies, but recording the entire game and then making a highlight montage afterwards. Love the show. Keep giving the people what they want.
Okay, Jalen, you're the best NBA analyst on the face of the planet. However, when it comes to pickup basketball, that is where I step in. And when it's rec league or pickup, that's my bag right there. Couple things. Number one, Tommy, play that voicemail again because I think I heard something at the beginning that I really liked. Play it again.
What up, though, David and Jacoby?
Shout out, Reg.
I got a soft move or boss move for you guys. Playing pickup basketball in your driveway with your homies,
First of all, David and Jacoby is the new name of the show. We're not calling it Jalen and Jacoby anymore. You're still on it. It'll still be the same show. We're going to get a whole new graphic package done. David and Jacoby is the future of sports television. David and Jacoby, then in small letters, it'll be like with Jalen Rose in parentheses afterwards in a super small font. So you are now listening to David and Jacoby with Jalen Rose. But Jalen, there's something that really bothers me. I play a lot of pickup basketball and rec league basketball. And every once in a while, there'll be some dude on the other team that will set his phone up and record the entire game. And that bothers me for some reason. It just bothers me. I don't like being recorded while I'm playing pickup basketball. And I know exactly what's going to happen. You're going to go 3 for 15 from the field, but guess what you're going to post on Instagram? The 3 that you make, not the 12 that you missed. So you're basically just like recording it to make everybody else look bad and make you look good. Do not record yourself when you play pickup basketball. As the premier pickup basketball analyst in the face of the planet, I say that as a soft move. Your thoughts?
I'm torn.
Oh.
I'm truly torn. Here's why.
What?
Because I know we now live in a currency where people don't believe it existed unless they see it.
Mm-hmm. Picker didn't happen. You know,
right? So if it's not a picture, if it's not a video, if it's not a voicemail, it didn't happen. And so if you can hoop or you did play, how would you show that off to people? Should Instagram. You not record it?
Don't record it. I play pickup basketball every Monday night, and the producer of our show, Demetrius, keeps saying, we need video of you playing basketball. We need video. I'm not recording myself and putting it on TV.
Here's
the buckets I make.
Here's coming from somebody that has been filmed, and people fortunate enough have taken pictures of me playing my entire career. Summer League, St. Cecilia, outdoor, it don't matter. In my mind, somebody always had a camera and or was recording. But now that I think about it, it's a soft move because that person was not me.
Yeah.
I didn't orchestrate it. And so it's one thing if you invite somebody to come watch you play and they're recording and then you happen to do something. But it's a soft move if they're recording the whole time.
The whole thing,
and then go back and edit what you did.
Digitize it and edit it. So at the place that I play pickup.
As a matter of fact, it's so soft that I'm about to start back hooping. And when I get into shape, I'm going to have somebody record me and do the same thing.
No. Well, you're always welcome to join us. You're always welcome to join us every Monday night. So what happens with us is there's actually cameras that record the whole thing. They're like surveillance cameras. But game number 2 and game number 12 are very different.
Vastly. Very different. You're not moving as fast.
Yeah, game number 12, we're just walking around.
Yeah, you're not moving as fast.
I mean? Game number 2, everyone's chattering, working hard, hustling, diving. Like, no, game number 12, everyone's just trying not to get hurt.
Communicating.
Yeah.
I got your help.
Well, I really appreciate the call. Thank you for calling into David and Jacoby. David and Jacoby, you can be here every Monday through Friday on David and Jacoby with Jalen Rose. We got time
for... And also, call us back on David and Jacoby and let us know what the people you are playing with think about you recording all of them.
Yeah. But I don't like it. This happens to me in rec league sometimes. I'll see somebody like set up their phone and push record like on the other team. And I'm just like, what are you going to do with this? Like, no one's going to recruit you to the NBA, dog. You're J. Cole playing in Rwanda. Where are you going to play?
I know, but somebody's recording J. Cole. Hold on. Somebody's recording J. Cole. He knows that he's being recorded, and it's also edited when you see it. So I have to point that out. And we don't think that's necessarily a soft move, right? Here's the one thing. Here's like my line in the sand. I hate when people trying to record me or take pictures of me without my knowledge. Like, I really hate that. Like,
I know. I've seen it happen many times. What was the wing spot in Detroit? What's it called?
Sweetwater.
Yeah, where they got the wings. Yeah, you got mad. You were mad that time when someone took a picture of you.
The only thing I don't like is when somebody think they're going to take a picture with me. let me say this right. The only thing I don't like besides somebody trying to put their hands on me or invading my personal space is I don't like somebody thinking that they're gonna take a picture or a video of me without my knowledge. Like, I literally hate that. You don't have to try to take a picture of the side of my head or the back of my head or try to video me when I ain't looking. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a zoo animal. And I was saying this for years and I noticed that this term started to pick up steam and I like that. I'm not a zoo animal. So therefore, Jacoby, if I'm playing basketball and I see you set up the camera, I gotta fall back because I know what I'm getting into.
Well, I'll say this, is Jalen Rose has never said no to someone who wants a picture. That's the thing. So people take a picture of you, but like, if all you have to do is ask. You've never said no. We'll be mad late to something, like a live show. We'll be late to a live show, and you'll still stop and take a picture for somebody. So if you see Jalen, you don't have to be sneaky about it. Just go up and take a picture. We got time for one more voicemail. Don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show, just like this, Ridge.
Hi, Jalen and Jacoby. Shout out, Reg. This is Judy calling, and I don't necessarily have a question for you, but I do have a request. I was hoping if you could shout out and wish my boyfriend, Adon, a happy birthday on May 17th. He's been listening to you guys for a very long time now, and he will share little snippets with me as I've been following the bed bug turned love bug story, and I think that's so wholesome. And I love what you guys do. And if you could do that little favor for me, that would mean so much to me and to Adon. Thanks so much and hope to hear you guys on May 17th. Bye.
I want to say happy birthday to Adon.
Happy birthday.
Now, one thing I've noticed about birthdays is they're cultural because white people, we sing birthdays and birthday song, regular birthday song. Black people, Stevie Wonder.
Happy birthday to you. Black people, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Are there other words to the Stevie Wonder one? Like, does he have verses in that song? Because no one knows the verses. Like, that was brilliant. It was brilliant of Stevie Wonder just to come up and be like, I'm going to come up with a new birthday song. Everyone's going to sing it, and everything's going to play. So, Adon, whether you are going with the traditional birthday or the Stevie Wonder birthday, enjoy it. It is now Monday, May 10th. So, your birthday is a week away. Celebrate already. Be like Jalen Rose. Adon, start celebrating now. Every single night is your birthday. You don't have to just celebrate on the 17th. Celebrate all week.
And by the way, I need to bring... First off, I need to shout out Adrian Wojnarowski and Maria Taylor. I love them very much. Thank y'all for being with me and for me yesterday while I was having a tough time on TV acknowledging the loss of my mother and my grandmother. I bring them up also in this context because I just not thought about something.
What?
I done already been to two Maria Taylor birthday celebrations and I'm going to a third one Wednesday. And her birthday's not till next year? Saturday.
What?
Already.
You've already had three Maria Taylor birthdays?
Already.
That's so cultural.
I just not thought about it. It was like a Wednesday, Thursday team dinner after work. It was another one on Saturday. And we're going to have one in Athens this Wednesday. And I believe her birthday is next Saturday. So when you say celebrate like Jalen Rose... Also like Maria Taylor.
Big shout out to Maria Taylor. Happy birthday. I guess I can say happy birthday to Maria Taylor for like a month and a half because apparently that's how long her birthday is. It is so cultural. My birthday is 24 hours. Not even 24. It's like 12 hours. That's how long my birthday is. And like I'll have like a nice meal. That's it. You know, but if you're Maria Taylor, you're Jalen Rose, you have seven parties. You go on tour like you just came out with an album. Shout out to y'all. Jalen Rose's birthday, it's like, all right, so January 1st is New Year's. So that's where it starts. Yes. I'll have right a New York party. Yep. And then right around the 15th, I'll have a Detroit party for myself. Yeah, I'll take myself on a vacation to Miami or Vegas. And then on my actual birthday, that's when it really starts to pop off. Appreciate all the calls. Judy, Adon, shout to you. Shout to Adon, who works on our staff as well.
Absolutely. Shout to our staff. We got a dope team, a dope staff. Appreciate the love.
Best team in the business. We will be back tomorrow with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
And shout out to my brother from another T Grizzly.
Yeah.
He got bars.
Bars.
And a new project out. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.